The Pure in Heart. In a conversation this week with a spiritual partner, he offered an interesting point of reflection. The discussion was about how people can be stingy and withhold themselves. It was a thought of his that while people might say one thing, their honest truth, that which is in their hearts, can be quite different. He didn't want to say that people were liars, although that was actually what he was pointing to. He went on to describe, in his opinion, that people just don't self-disclose. There is a resistance to being intimate with others, and instead, there is an operating agenda of cloak and dagger. It's almost as if they're spies operating against each other. Folks try to get one up on you before you are able to get one up on them. It's a cat and mouse game that often takes on the look of a simple conversation between friends, when actually that's not the case. After carefully laying out the scenario, he summed things up in an interesting phrase. He said, when people refuse to reveal their hand to you, they are actually demonstrating what is on their hearts. That line struck a chord. When people refuse to reveal their hand to you, they are actually demonstrating what is on their hearts. There is something that we all react to when we know someone is being cagey or they're withholding. Our antennae go up when we know that there's something not quite right about what people are saying or what they're holding or not showing their hand. There's something to be said about that which is not spoken. Such a gesture on their part causes suspicion on our part. The knee-jerk reaction is to go to a place of suspicion. There's actually a healthier, more informed way to go. And that's to take the time to understand that what we are actually seeing in the other person is that they are revealing what is on their heart. They're revealing that they're protecting something or hiding something. From the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, verse 8, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now, does that mean one day in the next life, only those who have pure hearts will see God? Or does that mean that the ability to see God is available to us right now? Consider that second offering of the ability to see God's existence now as becoming real and possible when we allow ourselves to have pure hearts, when we open ourselves up to purity in heart. Unfortunately, we have too many examples of just the opposite. Purify your heart. Allow your actions to be from a place of a pure heart. Demonstrate acts of generosity and kindness, not because it's requested, but because it's a reflection of what is in your heart. We justify not giving because we say it was never requested, so why should we give? Grace, as is demonstrated by God, is giving even before we know to ask. God's grace is affording us a cure before we even receive a diagnosis. God's grace allows for solutions long before we identify problem situations. We have so many examples of God's grace and generosity long before there is a request. To say to someone, "Well, you never asked," is not grace. That's not God's grace. Blessed are the pure in heart. Grace is a gift of the heart. We can give grace long before there's a request from others, such that they know they are loved and appreciated long before the request comes. When you assess the flows in your life, do you receive more than you give, or do you give more than you receive? And if you were to actually ask others that same question, not your opinion about it, what would that feedback provide? Are your hands open to receive or outstretched to offer grace? Do you support and nurture those who lift you up, or are they taken for granted? Too often this happens, and then we wonder where these folks went. Why did they just disappear? How come they're no longer in our lives? It's because grace, God's grace, was missing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This is not a one-day, someday proposition. This is available here and now. It's a here and now condition. When we fill our hearts with authentic love and grace, God's presence in our lives is revealed. When our hearts are filled with God's grace, that purity allows our eyes to open to the presence of God's greatness, which is always all around us. When we have purity of heart, then we can see the presence of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they can see God. God bless.